Is it surprising, not specifically about Jack Lew necessarily or Bill Daley, but is it surprising to have change at OMB at this particular time in the calendar?
Yeah. I mean, the truth is the budget itself is at the printer, but the preparation for its release is going on relentlessly right now. So to have the quarterback being moved to a different position in the middle of all that is a big surprise. It's not ideal.
What does it mean for agencies who are working with OMB in the preparation for the secretary or the administrator or whoever to go to Capitol Hill, especially in the budget times that we're in right now, the fiscal times that we're in, and try to get ready to go to Congress and say, this is what we need and this is why we need it?
Well, it doesn't really mean anything from a substantive perspective. All the decisions have been made. Now we're just putting the communications materials around them, getting budget justifications ready to submit to the Hill. And, of course, those are all approved by OMB. But the lead spokesperson for the budget, the guy who's going to go over to the GPO and receive the budget volume, the guy who's going to stand up and explain the major policy proposals that are included in the president's budget, the guy who's going to begin the debate that the Obama administration really needs to win, that they're being fiscally responsible, is now going to be in the chief of staff job and probably not going to have the flexibility to do both selling the budget and running the White House.
Does it make any difference that the person who will do those things is an acting and not a confirmed Senate-approved appointee?
I think it does. I think you want some affirmation that the person doing the selling has the confidence of the Congress. Now, Heather Higginbotham went through a pretty rough patch to get to her spot right now. So I don't think it could be said she has enough confidence from the Congress to assume that role. So it will be pretty tough if she's the one left to defending the president's budget.
And yet, if it's Jeffrey Zients, it's a whole different story, because this is somebody who's been confirmed by Congress already and has been dealing with them on any number of issues, including tenure as the previous acting head of OMB before.
So if you've gone from Jack Lew, who is a Hall of Famer budgeteer, if there is such a thing, to Jeff Zients, a very talented guy, but not at all experienced in the budget arena, you have gone from the varsity to the JV. God love him.
The whole idea of change now is what people have been talking about in the circles in which the people that we know that care about these things.
Right, all three of them.
More so, I think, than the personalities that are involved or the politics that are involved. How important do you think those issues are, though, to all of this?
I think it's pretty important. I think, you know, this is a town of personalities. And I really do think that the issues are so pronounced that you need a really articulate, persuasive, likable defender as your front man.
Would you say, as somebody who's followed these things for a long time, that there is any chance between now and Election Day that anyone is confirmed or maybe even nominated to become the permanent head of OMB, or will we get an acting and that person will be acting until at least Election Day and beyond?
There was someone out there right now who has the background and enough confidence from the Congress to assume the position. I can't tell you who that person is, but were he or she to be announced, you and I would be like, oh, of course, everybody will agree that that person is fine. You know, Senator Conrad of the Senate Budget Committee is retiring. Wouldn't he be an unbelievable choice to run OMB in this time?
Now you're just starting rumors. now you're just rumor-mongering is what you're
doing.
That's
right. Isn't that what you pay me for? Oh, no.
No, I don't pay you for anything. That's Grant Thornton's job.
There's somebody like that out there who I think could easily slip in. But otherwise, as you suggest, I think it's a very tough row to hoe between now and the election to get anybody through the Senate.
If I'm at an agency and I'm in the process of preparing for this it can't be anything to me, I don't think, this year. But please, when it comes to these budget requests, people going before Congress, if you're preparing for that process, does this really make any difference ultimately in how you're going to get ready?
No. Like I say, they can set the stage. They can make the major top-level arguments. But I don't think it makes that big a difference at the agency level. Their budget justifications are likewise just being wrapped up. The testimonies are being drafted, and the big issues have been decided. So it's really just getting prepared to put the best face forward.